First, let's talk about the difference between a brewery and a brew pub. Both make beer, but state law caps the amount a brew pub can churn out. That's because they're supposed to primarily serve food and beverages.
The brew house will go over there, so the mash tun, the boil kettle, the hot liquor tank, and then our fermenters will go here.
Ryan Whitley and his wife Trish are part of the team trying to put the finishing touches on the Piedmont Brewery and Kitchen. It's opening in a long vacant storefront in downtown Macon.
So we'll have a full service restaurant, but we will also brew beer on site. So the brewery will be downstairs.
Yeah.
And an urban arcade.
There are 17 brew pubs around the state, that according to the Georgia Craft Brewers Guild. And how brew pubs can serve the public has changed in recent weeks. You see, Georgia breweries can't sell beer directly to consumers. They need a distributor. Owners of brew pubs believe that restriction should not apply to them. They want to sell pints on the premises and half-gallon jugs, known as growlers, to take home. Nancy Palmer is executive director for the Georgia Craft Brewers Guild. She says in March those owners sought a ruling from the state on whether the same restrictions to breweries apply to brew pubs.
They got confirmation from the Department of Revenue that the state really did not care whether or not brew pubs could sell growlers, and that confirming that it was a local issue.
So the state punted to local governments, and suddenly there was a flurry of local ordinances and permissions, beginning with Alpharetta and Savannah.
So we've seen a similar movement in Forsyth County, unincorporated DeKalb, parts of Cobb County. I know Decatur's considering it, City of Atlanta's considering it.
Macon BIB commissioners are in the midst of weighing a similar ordinance. A committee unanimously approved a brew pub license with the growler permission last month. The full commission will pass judgment this week. So why are local governments eager to jump on this bandwagon?
Well, what you've seen in communities like Asheville, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, you've seen places where the brew pubs themselves have become a part of the overall economic development and tourism package of a community.
Alex Morrison is executive director for the Macon BIB Urban Development Authority.
And what we're finding is that there's such a large community of craft brewers who do beer tourism that they actually seek out new places to have new-to-market craft brews, and so you see tourism and out-of-town spending in the district increase.
Morrison says Macon wants to use its code of ordinances to show that the area supports small businesses like Trish Whitley's Piedmont Brewery and Kitchen.
As one city gets something passed and, you know, is successful, it's good for all of them.
Meanwhile, craft breweries are keeping up their push for the same retail privileges as brew pubs so they can sell direct to consumers. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Macon.